What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. Pretty, like, them arm fats and shots and stuff. Like, it was
Dude,
bad.
She drugged us the first night, or second night. When
she tried.
She was there the first night, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Dude, because I'm telling you, we didn't drink that much that we felt that way all day the next day.
Roofie.
No, I don't think she was there the first night, but we...
You drank more than me, for sure.
As usual. But we did drink quite a bit.
I 4.5 hours at the bar, I get that. But usually, like, we get the greasy breakfast. We
I don't understand
have,
how,
like, a hair of the dog, and by the middle day, we're
I thought
fine.
You guys
by
did great. Evening, I don't know what you're like, talking about. Oh. Like, I thought you were there, coherent.
You weren't inside me.
I
you
tried.
Did not feel what I felt.
The attempt was made. Request denied, understandably.
It goes to show, though, that, like...
Bella.
Oh, that's all you want.
The one, the first bar tab.
All you want is the belly rub.
The first bar tab that we had was, like, what, $14 or something. It was something.
There was
sweet.
Seven.
Wait. $7.
$7 there. And we had
four
two
rounds.
Drinks each?
Yeah, or four drinks. Yeah, 2 rounds. And then that night was, like, $120. So,
but...
Damn, in glass.
Well, somebody remembered he bought the bar rounds a couple times.
I did
times.
Buy it, but there was like five
That's
people
like
in
there. That's like $38.
There was like five people in the bar.
Remember.
Including us.
Who? No, no. Okay, who was? No, the big one was there that night too.
Yeah, she was.
That was the night she was there.
Yeah.
Because when it was the girl who didn't know what she was doing was when it was cheap. And then Fatty yes. McGee came, and it was huge. I think when you bought the bar around, she's like, well, I'm 10 people, so that's 10 drinks for me.
That's true. She
that's
bought
my
herself, she bought. A, she put a pizza
no,
on my tab.
She probably did put a pizza on your tab. Yeah.
She put a pizza on that tab.
It was a good night. It was fun. Yeah.
What'd you say?
He says, speaking to the mic, smiles.
We're not allowed to say hell.
You just did.
That's for reference, though.
When it
Fair enough.
When his podcast is fair game.
I'll allow it.
Why are you sniffing my crotch, bro?
Because you stink, bro.
Well, I showered a month ago. Yeah, let's hear why you're giving up on foosball. Why are you going baseball? Why are you going to play baseball instead of football?
Because I want to take a break of football because I've been playing it for 3 years.
So is it straight? Are they the same... time like are they around the same time, so you have to choose one or the other? Because I know basketball and football are off, so Riley can do both. It's fall league. Okay, and you're playing left out.
I play right and left,
not center.
No, not usually.
Oh, center's fun because then you get it all, you get the whole field.
Usually
back when I was skinny and I played softball, I couldn't hit the fast pitch. They gotta underhand that to me. I played outfield. I played center because I could do the whole. I was faster, so I could do the whole field to back up.
Are you saying you could run?
I could.
I like really.
I'm still surprisingly fast for my size.
I had such a good comment for that, but
what?
Not in the presence of children.
What?
Usually, if you're right-handed, if you hit it like that way, which is your dominant side, so it'd go that way. But if you're left-handed, it'd go right field.
Yeah, and there's some people like my dinky brother who can hit both because he's left-handed, but he grew up with two older brothers that are right-handed, so he got all the hand-me-down right hand. So he had to learn to hit golf and baseball right-handed, but he's a left-hander, so now he can do both. So but he sucks at sports, so he doesn't do either.
Switch hitter.
Yeah. In more than one way.
Hey-o.
He wears a fanny pack.
And he wears a fanny pack with mace while he's jogging. With
bear mace for the chihuahuas.
For the chihuahuas. Chihuahuas,
dude. Watch out, chihuahuas.
So what do you think of your new place?
I think it's amazing. I
can't hear you.
I like it.
It's amazing.
What do you like about the new house?
Amazing.
My room.
Is it bigger than your other one?
Oh, yeah. Monstrous.
So now, do you need new furniture? Does Dad got to buy you new furniture so you can actually fill up your room now?
Yeah.
You hear that, Dad? You better get on that.
She's got to clean that motherfucker.
Look, I give it to you. There's a little bit of stuff on the floor, but you have not seen Alyssa's room.
Oh, facts. You haven't seen Amelia's
room. I have to push the door with my shoulder just to get it open to tell her to wake up in the morning.
It is pretty good. I will give her that.
Yeah.
I will give her that.
So
at least there's walking space in there.
Well, what's crazy is growing up, I always heard how boys are disgusting and messy. But now that I'm an adult, I see it the other way.
100%.
Do you agree, Zoe?
No.
Do tell.
100%.
What? Tell You're messy, Zoe. You're really messy. Your room is... Last time I went up there, you had so much trash in your room.
Can't let him tell you that without a rebuttal.
Yeah, come on.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You made me help you put your clothes away, and I had to help you clean your room because you said it was so messy. You literally said that.
What do you got to say about that?
Wasn't that messy?
I say more power to you, making your little brother help you. That's awesome.
I did most of the work, actually.
See, that's thinking.
I hung up all my clothes.
That's all you did. And I cleaned the rest of the room.
I'm more impressed with Zoe for getting you to clean her room.
You need to come over. That's great. You need to come over and clean Amelia's room.
I agree, yeah.
I got a garage that needs some work done.
Work this into a job here, people.
Yeah.
Well, Zane just shoves it under my bed.
Oh,
the truth comes.
Oh, he's been called out. Oh,
look at his ears are red.
That's the oldest trick in the book, bro. Oldest trick in the book.
No, Zoe, I did not put it all in your bed. I actually only half. Put it away.
Where? Because I don't have anything out.
For in you your to put totes. It in.
Oh, so he packed it back up so you can move again.
Oh, damn. There was an underlying motive.
Right? He's like, I'll put it away back in the boxes.
Hey, we're going to put it back in the boxes. You're moving out next week. That's when you go,
So I got to know, Dad, did you separate them far enough on purpose? Or did you let them pick?
They actually decided. And they decided amongst themselves.
They got a fair pick rooms. Of any of those four up there? And
three.
And
no, the argument. One's the game room.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, was that already chosen? Or could the game room have been a different room?
Two kids' rooms, three choices.
Okay, so that was never going to be an option?
My game room, no.
Yeah. No, you couldn't put game room in another room.
Nope.
Okay. No, that's what I'm getting at.
The game room is much bigger than all the other
rooms. Yeah, it's like 15 by 12 or something like that. I see. Okay. Lots of windows. Beautiful.
Yeah, I got you.
And mine's a 12 by 10.
I have visions for that room.
And directly adjacent from your bedroom as well. So
like, I can literally just walk across the hall right into my game room and be like, "Sup." All right. Never got to enter reality.
Yep.
I didn't want Zane to have the room next to the game room. Because I was going to have the one where it was like the workout room, and I didn't want him next to me.
All right, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
The reason why I chose that room was probably because it had like the little lip, so like I could get on like the...
Oh, it had like top. the window seal.
Window seal that expands out, so I could get on it and look out my window because I'm not like tall enough to usually see out my window because I'm small. But
I like the measurements.
Itty bitty, bro.
And I also chose that room because it's really close to my parents' room, and I like being able to be close to my parents. Because usually I wake up and go over there because I wake up crash and I'm never party. Able to go back to sleep.
Yeah. And so Zoe again is the smart one there. She's like, I want to be far away from mom and dad.
Yeah, but I also have the best internet.
Oh
no!
She checked connectivity.
She's like walking up there, like nope.
Well, yeah, nope. The main base room. Is like one bathroom away.
That's so funny, dude.
Because I'll be in there and I'll turn something on, but it won't work downstairs. Yeah, I go upstairs and it works fine.
It's a work in progress.
And the game room also has really good internet, and my room also has fairly good internet.
Because every time I try to call my friends, I go in there and it hangs up on them.
Ooh.
Damn, the truth comes out.
But see, what's nice, though, is that for you two, is that you're so far apart. Because it goes Riley's room, Alyssa's room, and Riley's in there playing games, and she's getting mad because, you know, interior walls are thin. There's no insulation.
Oh, yeah, they can't hear nothing.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
And Zane's the deep sleeper, and he's above us, so we can rock out down here. He don't give a crap.
It's true. I literally, once at the old house, like five times, actually, there was my fire alarm went off in my room, even though nothing happened. I didn't wake up at
allegedly.
All.
That's why I was like, fact check.
Allegedly.
It's
may
true.
Or may not have happened. It was late night.
It did.
Everybody woke up.
But everybody but him.
It was a problem.
Zane's also the kind of person where you'll be downstairs and he'll be upstairs in the game room playing games, and you can hear him yelling at Fortnite. It's cute. Yeah.
You and Riley are like
twins. They talk mad.
What the shit?
They talk so much shit on there, dude.
Riley is so loud, and I'm like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, they get intense. I'm just like, dude, dude.
Sometimes I just want to go in there and take their controller away so he'll just, like, not yell anymore.
Well, it gets really annoying. Like, it's insane how good
sometimes
people are.
We are.
Well, people are so good. And
can't you find a not-so-good room?
You know, that's how I feel when I play an online game, and it's usually, like, little kids like you whooping my ass, talking crap about your mom,
huh?
Yeah, God, like, that nine-year-old's kicking my ass.
I'm like, dude.
He'll always yell at Siri, too, like when he's walking up the stairs. Hey, Siri, call this person. And I'm like, say it with a quiet tone. She's just trying to help you. She's not trying to hurt you.
Do you get angry with Siri, bro?
Don't be mean to Siri. She's there to help.
No.
Dude, she doesn't take kindly to be mean either. I was like,
she'll talk you back, yeah.
Yeah, like she won't hear me and work. I'm like, you suck, Siri. And she's like, that's not nice. Like,
that's not nice of you. Can you rephrase that?
Oh. Or it's like, sorry, I didn't understand you.
No, I'll literally ask her, like, I like a song that I play on my radio, and I'll like it, and I'll be like, hey, Siri, what's the song? And then I'll play it, and then sometimes, like, I don't know it, but I'll, like, practice, like, singing the beat. But then she just doesn't even answer me. She's just like,
my Siri gets so annoying.
Straight up cold shoulder, rude.
My Siri this morning, I was trying to call Ella because she was online playing Roblox and she wanted to call me. And my phone kept answering, but my phone doesn't have Ella's number. So I took my phone to the game room and tried to use my iPad Siri, and it didn't work at all.
Damn.
That was a long story that came out really fast. I love it.
I tried to say, hey, Siri. Yeah, it doesn't even reply, but like when my brother says it, it works perfectly fine. And stuff.
Probably because my phone's newer
than yours.
No,
I'm with you. That
yours.
Happens in my house.
It's probably like, because my phone's newer than yours.
I have to press the side button. I have to, like, hold it. And sometimes it'll shut off my phone because that's also the shut off button. And I'm trying to get a hold of Siri. But I can't because it's connected to my brother's voice.
So you want to know the reason why? It's probably because my phone's newer.
I'll say, hey, Siri, and my wife's phone will start going off. I'm like, what in the? That's not even my voice.
All right, kids, we're going to kick you out of here, but we need you to provide us content.
What's
before
content?
You leave.
What do you mean?
I need a, oh, yeah, from you.
No.
Please.
Oh, come
just
on.
Just come on, bro.
Oh, I got Zoe says something first.
Zoe,
what's Zoe say?
Zoe should say weenus.
Ah, oh, yes. Yeah.
Just go weenus.
Yeah, the weenus and the vagina.
Yes, you got to say weenus, which is just your elbow. Don't be embarrassed. And then you have to say, oh, yeah. Okay?
I'm not saying
that. Weenus.
It's just the skin on the edge of your elbow.
You say weenus. It's not that no. hard.
They just said it.
That's fine. I want to hear you go, weenus.
No.
It's just the skin on your elbow.
Say something else.
Weenus.
Weenus.
That was long.
Just give me a different word.
What?
Hey, tell Zoe to say weenus.
Uh-huh.
Say, Zoe, say weenus.
No.
Dude.
Did you just hang up on me?
Yep.
That was right. I'm scared. Why?
That was so close. You were so close. You got the
what?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah?
No. Say weenus for me.
What?
Say weenus.
What?
Say weenus.
I'm good.
I'm, come on, say it.
I'm good.
Why are you good? You'll say titties, but you won't say weenus. It's not the bad one. It's the elbow skin.
Because I was made by one, and it feels weird to say it.
What? You were made by elbow skin?
Wow, Donnie. Wow.
Dan, I think your daughter's confused.
Yeah, weenus is the elbow skin.
It's with a W, not a P.
Can I just spell it?
All right, you let me down, Amelia.
Yeah, How do you spell it?
Can I say it, Dad?
It's elbow skin. Yes, it's fine.
It's totally fine.
It'll wiener?
No.
I don't see.
Say weenus. Nus. Weenus. She's
on the help. I'm reporting this to my mom.
Okay, I'll catch you later.
Okay, titties.
Titties.
I just said titties. No way. Oh, yeah.
Bella's doing the oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Weenus.
Yes.
You did it. Finally.
Yes.
Yes.
Weenus.
What else?
It's a ween, yes.
Ween, yes.
It's fine. When I get mad at Riley, that's what I tell him. I was like, dude, I'm going to kick you right in the weenus.
You build?
No builds.
Oh.
Yeah, drives
builds
me crazy.
Builds are for douchebags.
That's what my son does, but he builds and shoots at the same time. I'm like, stop it.
Dad, I build.
Stop it.
I'm not a douchebag.
No, you're becoming one.
Shut up.
I don't think you are, but you shouldn't cross over.
I'm worried about Riley
you're
becoming
mean.
One.
Be a man and shoot somebody in the face.
Riley.
I do.
I know you do. So why are you building? Because
yeah, I don't get the building because that's just giving you like a barrier, right?
Yeah, it's because everybody else builds. So like, you take have the shot. To build to keep up.
That's why I like Call of Duty.
The reason why is because, yes.
Call of Duty, there's no building. You're just out shooting people and you're hiding what's already there.
No, if you had to build it, it takes 2 days yeah. and like 3 ads. Damn, that was
the
a
ones
hell of
that
water
just
bottle.
Keep twisting. Oh, Dan's trying to.
It's got ice in it, dude.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, the ice. Icing and orange.
Where did you get the ice one? Is that,
that stuff got so big, that bottle flipping, it was even on ESPN for a while. Competitive bottle flipping.
Yeah, Jesus I did it once.
The Ocho?
No. Yes. No, it was like, I'm flipping through and I'm like, why is this on here? What is this?
What was that William Montgomery joke on the Olympics the other day? That shit cracked me up, dude.
On the one you sent me?
Yeah. Like, if they make this a competitive sport in the Olympics, I'll still do steroids or something like that. It was like something.
It wasn't
like
eating. It was something small.
It was something silly, though, dude. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I'll still do steroids.
Dan sent me this video, and it was like one of your things. It was 35 minutes long. And I'm like, work. I was like, you know what, Dan? I do need a laugh today because I'm yelling at people.
But you don't have to watch the whole thing. It's just the best of.
Oh, no. I watched the whole thing. William Montgomery. I watched that entire 35 minutes.
Well, it's hard when it's good because you can't turn that shit off.
Have you seen William Montgomery?
His dad had me laughing so hard, too.
I
love
his dad.
Share
that shit with me.
Oh, I
have you never watched Kill Tony?
I want to say comedian. Yes.
So William Montgomery is the redhead with the beard that comes out all the time. He's hilarious.
He is a fucking animal, though. Like, he's just a wild. And he always, like, talks shit to all the guests. Like, they have, like,
oh my goodness.
Super famous comedians on there, dude. And he just, like, gets into it.
He is
like,
very good at talking shit to people.
And Red Band, the like, one of the co-hosts or whatever. Like,
who's an idiot.
He, dude, he'll just, like, lash out at him out of nowhere, man. Like, Red Band will be like, oh, this is a good set tonight. He's like, yeah, okay, you fucking dumbass.
And that's like, yeah, like how his like, voice sounds, yeah, too. Like, just like what Dan just did.
He's like, you look as fat as ever tonight. It's hilarious, though, dude. He's really funny.
He's a good one.
Like, sounds like when we hang out.
Kill Tony is awesome. It's one of my favorite. But the thing is I think with Kill Tony, you have to watch.
Yeah.
Like, just listening. So, like podcasts, I'll just listen to. But with Kill Tony, you got to watch because the whole thing is people getting their shot. You know, they'll draw names and somebody out of the crowd gets 1 minute to do stand up.
Yep.
So it's all, they're not professionals. Pretty much everybody who comes on it's other than the judges are just newbies. And sometimes they suck. And then they just talk so much shit to them. He's like, why the fuck did we give you a minute? Get the fuck off my stage. Like, literally we'll talk shit to them. And then sometimes they're really good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's one that, like, Rochelle just stumbled into in Austin when they were there.
She got to see it live?
Yeah.
That's tight.
She didn't even know what it was.
Oh, I've seen that jackass before.
Yeah, that's William Montgomery.
She was
okay,
telling...
Okay, yeah.
She was telling, like, us about it when they got back, because I think it was her and Carly, telling us about it. Like, yeah, we just, like, went. We, like,
did it straight piss you off that
comedy.
She got to go to it?
We found this comedy show, whatever she was, like, telling me about it. I was like, Kill Tony? She's like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I was like, are you fucking serious? You went to see Kill Tony? Dude, now there's no way you can get in, bro.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like,
not a shot.
It's crazy. They keep, like, people across the street in a different venue that they, like, broadcast it to. like if you get called up, you have to come across the street.
Yeah, because it was like they were lining the alley, and then I guess that was causing issues.
Yeah.
Because people just stand there in the alley for like hours waiting to be called into that show.
It's wild, man.
And who is the Tony guy?
Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yeah, like who was he before? I only know him from Kill Tony. So.
Yeah. His chair is so squeaky, bro.
You know, there's some metal fold-out chairs. You're kind of a whiner. At least he's prepared with chairs. Dan's like, we're going to have a poker game. Bring your own fucking chair.
Hold on.
Man, that shit squeaks for weeks.
I mean, it's got like a good rickety sound, though. It's like, it's very, it's like deep and like wholesome.
It's like a
It matches the movie. Dirt and the shredding of the cushion that you're sitting on.
It's like horror movie stairs. Like,
It's like masculine. Masculine sounding creaks.
Yeah, it's super fucking annoying when you're just chilling watching the game by yourself and you're like, yeah. It's just like, God damn it. Every time I move, it's like,
it is comfy though. It's a comfy chair.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just loudly annoying.
I mean, you could put a booster seat, sit on the smaller one, and then use that booster seat over there.
Do you have a booster seat?
You can sit in the kayak.
Oh.
Okay.
Where'd you get that one?
Let's put it on the table.
Has it been, is it pretty old? Has it been a while?
There's a booster seat over there.
I got it at Penises.
Lex and I have been looking for kayaks, but they're so expensive.
Nice. Yeah, I got it for $189, dude. It was a steal.
What's the weight limit on it?
Slightly more than me.
See, that's the problem.
It's like 280, I think.
We're looking at all these and like...
I'm not that heavy.
There's a lot of them. They're like 220, 210. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sink a kayak. Yeah, I'm not going to be that guy.
This is like 280. So
find one that does like 320.
The Coast Guard's going to have to rescue you.
Yeah, I think this is like 280. It's pretty good. I lost some weight and it's really frisky now.
Do you take it? Where do you take it?
Anything flat water?
Yeah.
Because like you can put it in that river. I'm like, you want to see me again?
Yeah, no shit.
Then, no, it's a flat water kayak.
See, this is like...
Sit on top.
We go to, what's that? Whitewater Park.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll go to paddleboard. Well, they paddleboard. I sit on it like a kayak. I got a seat and I sit down on it.
Oh, on the river?
Yeah. No, just the man-made pond at Whitewater Park. Used to be Clock Tower Apartments.
Oh, in Boise.
Yeah, so there's that pond behind it.
Cascade has a water park right there in the river. Okay. Sorry, that's what I was thinking of. Go ahead.
And that's where we go, but I sit on mine like a kayak because I can't stand up. Also, I think I'm getting them too small.
Size. Like touch steering. You got some
pretty good size ones, though.
What?
Your paddle boards?
Yeah, but mine's looking with my weight and size, I should have a little bit wider. I'm like, give me one of those two-person ones. I can stand up on that fucker. But
maybe.
Honestly, I don't even like to stand up on them. I mean, I do.
No,
like,
I can go so much faster.
I just like fucking Indian style fucking just paddling along.
Yeah.
No, I do like the knees. Like, so if you like kind of.
Yeah.
Like. Sit back on your back of your legs or whatever, dude, and you can fucking haul ass like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can lift up the front while you're kind of going and just
because you got a kayak sit paddle a little back, so you get your front up and you just.
I got a kayak paddle. The problem is like at least with the kayaks, you kind of have a seat you're in, and your feet are up. With the paddleboard, my feet have to be like straight across. There's nowhere to put them, so like my feet are like straight in front of me, and it's just uncomfortable. But with that paddle, dude, I can just fly.
Yeah, I use kayak paddles on my board. I don't like the singles.
Yeah.
I use the double.
So do I.
My kids use it too. So I have a couple of them and they fucking. It's pretty tight. Love it.
Blue Heart Springs, man.
Well, they're not going.
I know. I think you guys got something going on or something that
weekend. Yeah. Yeah. We got volleyball like literally all day.
Zane plays volleyball too?
Yeah.
That boy. He's in everything.
Bro, he spikes
like volleyball too?
No, Zoe has volleyball.
You know how awesome that'd be to see that little guy jump up and spike it over the top of that net?
Dude, he probably would too. You show him any sport, he'll fucking figure it out.
Riley, last night, we were at the concert, and so we had to have Carter pick up Riley from his practice. It's like 6:30, his practice is over at 5:30, and, you know, we had that live through 6. No notifications, Riley was home. Like, so I call Carter's like, did you pick up your brother? He goes, no, he wanted to watch the volleyball game.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Is he there?
That's what I said, bro.
I was like, is his girlfriend playing?
His girlfriend is.
Well, I called up Riley and I was like, what are you doing? He's watching the volleyball game. I was Spank like, shorts. Why? He goes, I have no clue what's going on, but I'm here with friends. I was like,
okay. Yeah, you are.
Yep.
I was like, I don't want to be here, but I can't stand up.
Like, I don't want to leave, or I gotta leave, but I can't. Dad, help. All right. Just think of Richard Simmons.
You.
R.I.P.
You.
Oh, no.
Fucking Jazzercise or whatever. Was that?
Yeah.
That
what he did?
Jazzercise?
I don't think.
Something like
that.
No, he did like Sweating with the Oldies.
Yeah.
Wow, I saw
who was Jazzercise was a chick, wasn't it?
Maybe.
There was Jane Fonda's Workout. That was around the same time as Richard Simmons.
Did you own all these?
What?
Did you own all these?
Jane Fonda's.
His mom did.
Dude.
Sure, bro. I know you're.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Jazzercise.
He was throwing that
fucking
shit in for that fucking.
I'm telling you, though, Jane Fonda's Workout. Woo. Them girls in those bikinis. You got the leg warmers in the 80s.
It's like a bikini, but it has like spandex to the knees. Like
you know what?
Capri.
When I was young, like it didn't matter, dude. It didn't matter. You could see the shape of the butt.
Like,
that's all that mattered.
Dude. Quarter can of hairspray.
Headband and armbands.
The leg warmers on.
Leg warmers.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, the furry like leg warmers, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Most ridiculous shit.
No, dude, they had weights in them, bro. They were working out hard.
I saw that there's Josh showed me a picture a while ago of like his mom in that getup, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's like, I mean.
She's hot.
It's kind of hot.
I mean, dude, what is she, like 60?
Yeah, she's getting up there.
Something. She's hot. She's the hottest old lady.
Judy Shepherd, I mean, miss it.
But in the 80s, the Jazzercise like,
lady.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking smoking, dude.
Yeah, I can
smoking.
Imagine. Yep.
Oh. Guess what they're bringing back? And I might have already told you, but this, just looking at the Jazzercise videos, totally.
Sexy.
Dude, I can't wait. I wish, I hope they do, but they said it's over forever. But no. American Gladiator. They're remaking American Gladiator.
Oh.
Now, I'm excited, but I'm that's what I was going to say. I'm excited, but I'm going to watch
it.
It's
going to be like watching Ninja Warrior.
It's all going to be like PC and the like Nerf balls or something instead of the old school. Did you ever watch that, Dan, when you were younger?
I used to fuck those dudes up.
Yeah.
And girls.
If like, there was no
they're shooting
other
like
option.
Fucking tennis balls at your head and shit. And now it's going to be probably like just a little.
Yeah, dude, that was like my favorite when they were tennis balling people. I wanted to be up there fucking sniping people.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. I didn't want to be one of the contestants. I wanted to be one of the gladiators.
No, I didn't watch it. It was like Judge Wapner was on at that point.
So you were all
in. You weren't watching some
Wapner
gladiators, bro?
I'm sure I probably did at some point.
Oh, my God.
You know, it was either that or Love Connection. Love Connection was on. I was like.
Was Love Connection with the guy who's like,
Love
back
Connection.
In 2 and 2?
Yeah. And he's like, asked him a question about like Whoopi. It's always like, let's call it Whoopi.
So, would you like to make Whoopi in the light or in the dark?
Would you like a Whoopi?
What was it? There was one of those older
light,
shows.
So I know that.
And you can still find the clip now. It was like one of those, and they're asking questions, and it was like a husband and wife kind of thing.
Oh, the most interesting.
Maybe it was the honeymoon game. Yes. Like, in the butt.
In the butt.
What? In the butt.
Yeah.
I think it was like the honeymoon game or something. Yeah, but yeah.
Dude. In the butt. Dirty bitch.
Who knew you liked the sphincter jam?
That was before like KY Jelly too, bro. So they were using like Vaseline.
Bro,
like
they were using the Hock-Tua, like, bro.
Hock-Tua. Everybody always says Hock-Tua. And I'm like, it's not Hock-Tua. It's Hock-Tua.
It's so
look.
Like,
not all of us practice that, it like okay. You. Okay.
Listen.
So Linda. So we've some time has transpired since the original like the Hawk to a Girl came out.
Is there more
than the original? Is there like copycats now?
No. I'm just saying. Like, remember when that first blew up? We were talking about.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing the original. I was like,
because she was hot in that. In the original video,
she was hot, drunk,
but she is,
girl.
Yeah. She's not attractive. Like
no,
now that I see her, and
she's all right.
Nah, she's like, eh.
She looks better when she goes Tua.
She's annoying as fuck too, man. Like I see her talking everywhere. I'm just like,
yeah, I haven't seen any of that.
How are you?
I've just seen like pictures of her doing interviews and shit.
Like everything, dude. She's at concerts. She's at fucking. No, dude, that's like a still, but like.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel
see
like,
her video,
I feel like that's glamorized.
Wait, she has a video?
She's had plenty of videos, bro. Like, doing interviews, podcasts, showing up at concerts. They're like, people are
is
booking
like
her for
still
shit.
Going on? What?
It's a huge fucking deal,
what?
Bro.
That's her doing some interview, I guess, on a radio show or something.
Dude, I'm like, go away. Like, why? And she's I'm sorry to hate on this person because there's really no reason to. I mean, but I'm like, you're
get
famous.
Her up on stage and shit.
She got her 15 minutes of fame, I guess.
Dude, it's still going though, man. It's more than 15 minutes.
That's what I'm surprised what I'm like, that you're why? Saying it's still going because I thought it was already like gone.
No. It's like growing now.
Oh no.
Like she's
dude,
starting
it's everywhere. There's stickers. Yeah. There's memes. There's we saw a guy driving his truck down the road that set it on the back of his truck. We're like, what the fuck?
Oh, and I'm like, how.
The smallest, stupidest literally, thing can make you famous.
America.
They tried to like God put. Damn. They tried to like inject her name into like when they like.
I don't even know
her.
What her name is.
I think it's
she has a name,
Haley Welsh or something
it's
like that.
I thought it was just Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Tua.
So it's always like Haley Welsh, the Hawk Tua girl, and I'm like, you are literally known as the Hawk Tua girl
life.
For the rest of your yeah. fucking life.
Brutal.
Like, she's gonna try to get like
so
a professional
brutal,
job.
You might
like,
as well write it at that point. So why? Yeah.
And every
milk it for every fucking cent.
Every
worth.
Single guy she's that rich, she's bitch. Gonna be with, like from now until eternity, is gonna be like so.
You know what's gonna be funny is she doesn't even.
She probably good. Doesn't do it, dude.
She's like, nah, yeah. I don't do
she's
that.
She's like, I actually don't even give yeah. head. That's I don't. Gross. Say,
ew, you're not putting penis so in gross. My mouth.
It's oh, probably the it's probably
allegedly,
close,
allegedly.
Probably closer to the truth than we fucking know, dude. Like
you never know, but you don't know, right? She's like, yeah, I've never given head in my life. That's disgusting.
It's so disgusting. She's like,
I don't need a chia pet in
it
my
just
face.
Sounded cool. I mean.
Haley Welch, you yeah. know, you actually knew her name.
Yeah, because it's fucking everywhere on my shit, bro. And I, it's.
Do you know how old she is?
No.
20.
She was born in 2002 or 2003. They're not sure. So 20, she's 21 or 22. Or 22. That's okay. what it says on her whole okay. like,
maybe
page.
That's why I'm so annoyed with her because like every time I hear her talk or something, I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, what? Yeah, it's annoying. Bro, she's made millions already.
That's ridiculous.
That's millions.
Crazy. That's so crazy.
Just for answering one question and saying, no, you gotta Tua.
Like Zach Bryant fucking.
Tell you what, if
her
a bitch ever spit
a
loogie on
concert.
My dick, I would be pissed.
No, it's not a loogie.
The way she did it, she went, you gotta hawk Tua.
She did hawk
nah.
a Tua.
She hawked a Tua. That's a loogie.
I don't know.
If you gotta hawk. Before you spit, that's a loogie.
No, you just got to get the saliva glands going, bro.
Got that BLT I had for lunch.
Just spit like a camel. Like,
it's a choice. It's a choice to hawk a loogie, bro. You can hawk Tua without like having snot in it, for sure.
To me, if you have to hawk, is out.
And then you go Tua. You're yeah. about coverage.
Yeah.
I never worry about coverage.
It's like spreading like a shotgun.
gotta lube the whole thing.
Johnny's like spitting boogers all over his boyfriend's dicks. All
you just got to do it like a camel. Just get it all like swish up. I only have one, okay? There's not multiple.
Sorry. I said boyfriends. Like as in like possessive, but dicks as in plural, and I don't know why.
I think he mixed those two.
Either way, there's one.
Yeah.
Singular.
One of each.
One of each.
Singular possessive, goddammit.
Dude.
I'm just saying, like.
I'm not a fucking grammar teacher or whatever.
Grammar
teacher or whatever.
Grammarically
I'm
speaking.
I'm not an English.
Professor.
professional.
What is this English?
An English scientist?
It's Englologist.
Englologist.
Study of English, bro.
Yes.
Fucking Jake Paul bullshit. He came up in connection with the Hawk Tua girl.
I'm so disappointed that.
That he didn't get his ass kicked by Tyson? Yeah.
That was a lot of buildup for that.
I didn't even read the article. I just saw that they said it wasn't happening, and I was mad, and I just closed it out. I was like, fuck this.
But they've come out and said that like they're going to reschedule, but I don't think they are.
No, well, they already rescheduled for November, and then that one's canceled now.
Yeah.
This is just done.
I think it's just a publicity hype. That's all it is.
Yeah. Now Chase has to go fight Jake Paul.
I'm okay with it, though, because I really didn't even want the possibility of, like,
of Tyson losing to him.
Yeah.
And I bet that's why they canceled it.
Wait, he's old, dude. He had like a fucking heart thing or something. I don't know.
The Jake Paul-Tyson fight?
Canceled?
Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Where the fuck have you been?
That was supposed to be when we were in Stanley. Like, that's when that was going to happen.
And then they rescheduled for November.
Canceled
because he was sick. And then they canceled that. Now there's no... Shut up, computer.
Don't cut me off.
Is that your porn? Your porn?
Yeah, you like that? You like that?
Is that where you got that from?
His favorite. Now porn, it's just not happening at all. Period.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Tyson was going to knock his stupid ass out. I fucking hate the Paul brothers.
Have you ever opened up your laptop or your phone and had like porn going, like when you, it was like a bad circumstance to have to do that?
A long time ago, I forgot to close it out one time. And Tara came home and grabbed her tablet. And
it's like the worst use on your tab on her tablet.
Yeah, this is like 12 years ago, but yeah, it was on her Kindle.
Bro.
It was a Kindle color.
What, were you reading like a fucking romance novel on there or something? Dude.
It got really hot and it had a video clip. And unfortunately, it wasn't even me getting jollies. It was us trying to find, there was a manager that worked with us and there was this rumor going around about this porn star that looked just like her. And we were looking it up.
Trying to find
and I
it.
Forgot to close it. And
don't fucking lie
her sister.
To me.
No, I swear to God, this is the actual circumstances of it. And we forgot to close it out because we were just drunk after bowling one night. And I don't remember who grabbed it, but it was like a mother-in-law type figure.
Was she pissed?
She grabbed it to hand to her and saw it and swiped it out, so it was good. Like she was kind of pissed. She's like, "What the fuck?" And like I was like, okay, this sounds crazy, but this is exactly what happened. And it's true. Okay. This chick totally looked like this fucking I believe it. It was hardcore. And but yeah, so that was embarrassing as fuck, but I had to eat that one because it was truly porn on my wife's tablet, and she found it.
And, so,
yeah.
I used to donate plasma. And I would, you know, watch shit on my phone while I was donating.
Wait. That's not plasma.
No.
That's not donating plasma.
I would watch
this shit.
I would watch like Two Bears, One Cave or something.
I'm pretty sure that's donating sperm.
But I must have had porn on there before. As soon as I laid down, they get me hooked up. I turned on my phone and it was loud. I was like,
And I'm like the worst.
And I'm like trying to turn it down and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Some nurse, some hot nurse, like, and trying to stab you. And you're just like, she's like,
I don't understand.
And why. I didn't even have the headphones hooked up yet because I like brought my AirPods. They were still in my pocket. I was just trying to turn on the phone so I could connect the AirPods, and it just went right away. Like
I don't understand like the ads that play before the video starts. Right? It's like, why is the volume 10 times louder? And it like, it's like, are you trying to get me busted right now?
Yeah, seriously.
Is that what's happening?
Seriously.
Yes.
Like that volume's at a 1. Why is it playing at a 7?
And it's like the most fucking, yeah, ridiculous shit.
Dude, that burger I had that night you came and saved our life. That was like the best burger I've had in my life. That was crazy.
And where was it at? What was this place?
It's called Due West.
And you had downtown. To make reservations or you just did
I did
because...
not need a reservation, but I got it because the owner sent it to me. So it came with like 2 tableside cocktails and an appetizer included.
Oh, okay.
And so like my appetizer was like king crab mac and cheese. It was like fucking $25.
I think I saw a picture of that.
It was fucking dank. As fuck. And then 2 tableside cocktails. So, like, she got a smoked sage margarita.
Damn.
Smoked at the table. They brought the whole bar out to him, rolled it up. And I'm like, and I got a bone marrow old fashioned. It had whipped bone marrow around the edge. It looked like fucking like vanilla frosting.
What the fuck?
And you lick it, and it's kind of like a rich Crisco.
Yeah, it's very rich. Yeah.
Like a rich Crisco-y, oily, kind of thick.
Damn.
And then you, when you take the drink of the old fashioned, it's made with like some dank ass rye. It was so fucking good.
That sounds really good.
It was insane.
Minus the bone marrow.
No, that's what like made, like when you licked it, like salt on a margarita.
Yeah, I don't do that though.
You lick a little bit of it and you're like, and it, you don't even really eat it. It's like it coats your tongue really quickly. So that what they put was like for 20 people. But it was fucking
but
dang.
But the liquor, like the rye will like wash away the fat.
Yeah.
So it's like you get like.
And it explodes.
Balance.
It.
Yeah.
It gives you, it gives like an umami flavor to you.
Yeah. I'm like a weirdo. I don't like shit around the room in my glass. I don't put salt on margaritas. You like last night, I got a Paloma. I'm like, can you take the Tajin off? I don't want that shit on there.
I don't want Tajin on my shit.
And she's like, do you want salt around it? I was like, no, just I want the drink and nothing but glass up top.
Except maybe if I'm in the mood, sugar rim.
See, I can't do that either.
Possibly.
I'll usually depends. Like. I had it
like
once.
A sweet drink.
If it's really tart and tangy, a little
I want, like,
sugar
a sweet drink, dude. Like,
But I had one of that once, and it's like, so there was like the sugar rim, but it was like, I don't know.
Like a margarita, like sugar rim.
Colorful sugar. It's like red sugar crystals or something around the top. And then I think it was at Dave & Buster's, and then you get like an orange or some kind of fruit. And I just took that, and I just wiped the whole rim, so all the sugar came off of the rim.
That was, I was kind of like disappointed in New York. We didn't really get like any great cocktails. I mean, we had like good cocktails the whole time we were there, but like there was nothing that I was just like, holy shit, this is amazing. Really?
I feel like locally I found some fucking crazy cool cocktails lately.
I don't know.
I mean, Craft Lounge really got some good shit.
What was that one place we went to? Was it here in Napa? It was like in a basement?
The Craft Lounge.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
We were sitting in the rock walls and...
At Brick 29.
Yeah, dude, they got fucking dank cocktails. And they rotate
they need to stop putting fucking dead flowers in them, though.
You fucking
It's a garnish, bro.
It's garnish. I don't want to garnish in my drink. I just want my drink.
Sounds like my dad when he was a kid. He fucking, the parsley that came. He's like, who put weeds on my plate? He fucking threw it behind him into like the other table full of people.
Does every dad, is that like an every dad thing?
Yeah,
I don't know. He was like
of that generation.
He was like six. Yeah, he's
like a whole thing.
Everybody done it, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Except my grandparents were like, and then the table behind us was pissed because it was like covered in shit.
It's like biscuits and gravy.
Fucking
get gravy whipped all over your face.
Flew shit all over the fucking place and like made a mess. And it was like my grandpa was like, yeah, they were pissed.
I was telling Donnie. So we went to this. It was a breakfast diner, but they sing, like all the servers sing. Mm. So they like rotate through, right? Like
Texas Roadhouse.
No, but like it's like show tunes, dude. They sing like Broadway show tunes, which Donnie would have had a fucking boner for sure.
I already do.
But
can't see it. I'm Asian.
I mean, but like, but the we walk in, right? And it's like there was a wait, but we get in. And it's like super kind of like, you know, that diner like on Pulp Fiction? That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they go out, when he takes her out to dinner. That's kind of reminded me of. Not, we're not sitting in cars, but like, anyway.
Okay, well, we can just end it here, but we need to take the outs, so.
Dad bod's out, bitches.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dad bod's out, bitches.